I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Winter storm Norma dumped on Lebanon's Bekaa Valley this week, worsening living conditions for the Syrian refugees tenfold. The UNHCR says the storm seriously damaged 66 refugee camps and destroyed 15. Triumph and Mercy's Nuna tells us.
The winter with snow is heavy on the roof, and some of them had their roof collapse on them.
Because Christians are responding, the refugees appreciate and are open to the hope of Christ. So be praying, not only for the Syrians.
Also pray that all the people who are working in these kinds of refugees, that we would have the human resource, the financial resource, and the strength to just continue, because it's draining. So a renewed strength, a renewed vision.
And communication is a huge barrier between deaf and hearing people. Linda Thiessen with Deaf Bible Society says there's an easy way to bridge the gap, though. Prayer.
I think it's a key area that brings us together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Even though we may not understand everything about the culture in the deaf community, or still it can bring us together in praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
There are 70 million deaf people worldwide and more than 350 sign languages. And no sign language has a complete Bible. Deaf Bible Society and its partners are working to change that, but they need your help.
If you text the word PRAY to the number 444-999, you'll automatically be signed up to receive a short prayer text.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network, or find us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.